This podcast is brought to you by Schmidt Music Piccolo Lessons. Big shout out to them. They're a big sponsor around here. This is U.S. Secretary of State Sam Mesdal, and today I'll be talking about a few foreign conflicts that we have and how we'll be dealing with these conflicts and what strategies we'll be using to help stop these conflicts. First, we'll be talking about the war in Afghanistan. The conflict in Afghanistan started when the U.S. sent troops to Afghanistan in 2001 after we were trying to get the location of Osama bin Laden. We were unable to get his location, so we ended up sending troops over there. Total, since 2001, we have spent $18.8 billion in Afghanistan. We have 14,000 troops there today, and it is an Afghan civil war. We are working with the U.S. and Taliban, or the U.S. is working with Taliban officials to make peace. So far, we are trying to make an agreement where we will remove our troops if the Taliban doesn't use that territory for terrorism and they remove all terrorist groups from that area. In 2018 alone, there were 10,993 casualties, which is why we are trying to remove our troops to lessen that number significantly and to stop the conflicts. If we are unable to stop the conflicts in Afghanistan, it could serve as a safe haven for terrorist groups and could lead to a lot of organizations working out of Afghanistan to plan attacks on the rest of the world. So we're trying to combat that by removing our troops as long as they agree to not use Afghanistan for that. And we're going to go about this with the deal of removing our troops as long as they do not use Afghanistan for terrorist organizations. And we plan to make that deal go through with the Taliban in order to make peace in Afghanistan. The next conflict we'll be talking about is the conflict in Ukraine. It is a territorial dispute between Ukraine and Russia. The front line is 280 miles long between these two countries, and the conflict has not changed. It has not gotten worse or better. There has been over 10,000 casualties because of this dispute, and we have spent $1 billion in Ukraine to help combat this. And in 2018, we approved the sale of an anti-tank weapon to Ukraine because Russia launched a military exercise that was the biggest since the fall of the Soviet Union. So that scares us to where we think this could be a big problem and that they're planning something in Ukraine. It started because there was a protest from the people of Ukraine, and this protest turned violent, which just led to more people protesting and more violence. And because of this dispute and because we are helping Ukraine, this could deteriorate our ties to Russia, because Russia is invading, but we are backing up Ukraine. And if Russia invades, it could escalate the situation very fast and a lot further than it already is. And we hope to work with other countries to remove Russian troops and ease the conflicts between these countries, because we want to stop the number of casualties from increasing, and we hope to make peace between these two countries. So our plan is to work with other countries that are also helping Ukraine to help stop Russia from invading them. The final conflict we'll talk about is the war in Yemen. This all started because rebels overtook the capital in Yemen and the largest city there. And this has caused the government to have less control, and they have roughly 50%. They control roughly 50% of the country now because of this overtake. And there's 22.2 million people in Yemen that need assistance. and the situation has not gotten better or worse, and it is a civil war. In the last 4 years, roughly 16,000 people have died, and it has displaced 2 million. The Saudi coalition led a campaign that killed many in Yemen, and the UN is trying to get a ceasefire because the rebels from Iran overtook the capital and the largest city, and it is the world's most humanitarian crisis. While we're fighting this, we're also fighting terrorism in Yemen. So that's why we hope to help Yemen. And our plan is to continue fighting these rebels and get them out so that we can continue to fight terrorism in Yemen and stop terrorist groups from being in the country of Yemen. Thank you for listening. This is U.S. Secretary of State Sam Mesdal, and I hope I helped to clear up some of the conflicts that are going on around the world affecting the U.S., and I hope you better understand what our plan is to stop these conflicts.